How's work been, Jack?
What?
How's work been? Because work has sucked lately. I'm just not.
My job.
I can't wait to hear what this is.
I don't know what my job is. I'm just literally all I do is sit around and be cute, and Randolin just like accepts it.
Are you talking about Sassy?
Me, dummy.
No, because that's what Sassy does.
Excuse me. Just because you don't think I'm cute doesn't mean I can't sit around and be cute.
I sit around and be cute as well.
No. No. You sit around and be bearded.
Oh, just because you don't think I'm cute.
I think you're cute.
So I sit around and be cute.
No, you don't.
I got my stuffed animals and shit. I'm reading a book that has a character with anxiety, and I have to pause every couple of pages to cry.
That's not cute. That's sad. I mean, the stuffed animals are cute. But
but the other part, the reading.
The reading part, that's sad. You read? What are you, some kind of gay?
Some kind of nerd?
Fucking nerds. We're nerds. Ooh, like I'm like one of those 80s fucking... I'm like one of those 80s bullies.
Yeah, like you're a bodybuilder. Like
nerds.
Like you're supposed to be like a junior in high school, but you're a fucking bodybuilder.
I'm like 38 years old. Playing fucking a nerd.
Playing a 16-year-old. Fucking nerd.
I've got like 5 kids of my own, and they're all like in their 20s now, and I'm still just playing like I'm playing a 16-year-old fucking nerds. Like I have a full beard. It's gray. It's a salt and pepper beard.
Jackhammer, do you want to be held back again? How would you like to be the only 17-year-old in your class?
Bitch, I'm 48. I'm gonna hold you back. Don't make me hold you back, bitch.
Hold your wife back.
I'll hold your dad back. Give me your dad. I want to meet your dad.
Fucked your mom last night after I fucked your dad.
I just want to meet people and be like, I want to meet your dad. Like, no, there was, back in the day when I used to get sexually harassed online. Yes.
As it happens.
It does. So this one guy just kept asking me dirty questions like, you know, how big are your boobs and like, can I see your ass? And I just kept responding, what's your mom's name? Like, okay, you say what's your, like, ask me questions about your mom, like, and I'll be the dirty guy. So it's like, hey, you look real good. Can I see your tits?
Hey, what's your mom making for dinner?
I don't know. Can I see pictures of your ass? Just be like, what's your mom's name?
What's your mom's name?
Carol? Why?
The hard part about this is you're having me do the setup and punchline when I don't know the lines.
There's no, there's literally just, I just kept asking him random fucking questions about his mom. There's no punchline. There's nothing.
How's mom doing?
Yeah, exactly.
That's
the whole point.
There's a drag queen on TikTok who does a series of reading DMs from people.
Oh yeah, no, I've seen it.
And he started doing texting or messaging the moms of minors who comment on Oh, it's so fucking good! I was so happy to see that shit. It was so fucking hilarious.
There was one time an older, an adult had messaged my niece, and was being provocative towards her. And I can't, is this underneath my foot?
No, it's not.
Okay, because it was kind of an, anyway. So, we screenshot the messages and the picture, because he sent her a picture, and I'm like, yeah, let's go ahead and we told her mom, Lexi's mom, you know, my sister, and then we screenshot everything, and then went to his profile, and looked at his family, saw his mom was listed, and sent everything to his mom, and said, this user's only 14. We didn't hear back from it, but everyone was blocked after that. Or everyone, like the guy blocked Lexi after that.
Welcome to Let's Watch Something.
We're busting perverts.
Yeah.
And picking on them and shit and whatever else.
I assumed he was white. That's probably. Who? I assumed he was white. That was wrong of me.
I don't know. Probably. Most likely.
Don't let sexual predators have a moment of peace.
They don't deserve it.
Welcome to the Pride Month era. It's fucking hot outside.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is.
I haven't been outside in probably a year.
I'm Anthony.
Hi. There are flies about. I keep getting distracted by the flies.
And that's Jack over there getting distracted by flies.
It's me.
Jack.
After a lot of...
pestering. Constant, nonstop pestering.
And me having... shit going on.
And then I'm near tears begging because I need somebody to fucking... Somebody!
Somebody!
Somebody! To fangirl with. About
Our Flag Means Death.
This is my favorite show and I will die if it doesn't go further than this. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, floor is yours.
I love this show so much and it makes me so happy and it's the best fucking show I've ever seen in my life. Huh. That's where I'm starting.
Our Flag Means Death.
Yeah, it does.
My experience with it, and I apologized to Jack because I was like, it was put on while I was working from home and having a bad day at work, so I just wasn't paying attention to it, and I thought it looked dumb. And I turned it off before the second episode started. The second time I watched it, I put it on, and it was in Portuguese. The language was set to English, the captions were set to English, but it was in Portuguese.
This is weird.
So I put on something else that worked just fine. Went back to it and it was still in Portuguese. Then finally I got it to work and then I got a phone call. And that kind of threw off.
Oh yeah,
that was
important though.
Yeah.
So I give you I can't be mad about that one. We love you. That's the brother that doesn't listen, right?
He listens sometimes.
Oh, we love you. I don't know you, and you're probably annoyed by me, and I get it.
Yeah.
I'm annoyed by me, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm cute, so fuck you. I'm only cute if you... You're gonna hate me for this. I'm only cute if you like gigantic squishmallows.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Oh my god, I am cute. Yes! Anyway, I am I'm a smooshmallow, not a squishmallow.
Smooshmallow. You got bones in there.
Oh.
There's bones in there.
Somewhere. You gotta find them first. There's a lot to go through.
Yep, the doctors are gonna be struggling with this one.
Oh.
I meant like... I probably should have said coroners.
Oh my god!
Forensic investigators.
That's so bad.
But also, like, saying doctors are going to struggle with this one.
How am I getting out of the house?
Was worse.
No, I can fit through doors.
Yeah.
Still. For now.
Saying doctors are going to struggle with this one was worse because that was like, doctors are going to, like, try and, you know, doctors trying to keep you alive.
Doctors and that don't seems like try a lot to keep worse. Me alive.
They try and bill you.
They just kill you and bill you.
Kill you and bill you.
Yeah. Anywho, I have been relentless about getting Anthony to watch Our Flag Means Death. The first time I watched it, I kind of went into it already knowing a little bit about what was going on, but not everything. But, because you haven't seen it all just yet, I can't talk about all of it because spoilers, and it makes me mad.
Don't talk about all of it then. Let's start from the beginning.
Okay. I don't know. You're better at, like, doing summaries than I am. Like, I can't... Like, I know everything that happened in the goddamn episodes, but my brain goes all over the place because, like, I've seen it so many times that it just kind of all runs together as one thing because that's how I watch it.
I want to keep calling him William. Because Steed sounds like a last name.
Oh.
But it's not. It's Steed Bennett.
Bonnet.
Bonnet.
Just call him the gentleman pirate.
The gentleman pirate.
Yeah, the genital pirate.
The genital pirate. He's the leader of a merry band of washed up pirates.
They're not washed up.
Misfits.
Yeah.
Misfits.
They're not so great.
Yeah, they're not good pirates. there's the one that played guitar, Frenchie. Or no, was it a guitar?
Yeah, it's Frenchie. It was a lute, maybe?
Lute.
Some sort of medieval-ish.
A slute.
A slute. Is a slute for the loot.
My favorite, Buttons.
Buttons is the fucking bird guy.
So much my favorite. Then there was also Lucius.
Lucius the scribe, cabin boy.
Yeah, he's a scribe because he can read and write.
But he's also the cabin boy.
Like, he's also the super gay.
Oh, absolutely. So gay. I love him so
he's
much.
He's got a little scarf tied around his neck. He's got a little ass. It's not even attached to a collar. It's literally just tied around his neck.
Yeah, it's cute. He's so cute. I want to just like ball him up in my pocket.
And I
just
don't want to butcher his name.
Oluwande?
Oluwande.
I am in love with that man.
Me too. I love him
so much. I want to kiss him.
And Jim.
Jim.
Him, Jim.
Jim.
Snap it to a him, Jim.
Or Bonifacio.
Bonifacia Jimenez. It's a woman in disguise as a pirate.
Well, if you notice that one part of that episode where Jim was just kind of like, they ask, you've been a woman this whole time? And Jim goes, I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there that comes out.
Yeah.
So then
they're just kind of like, I'm just Jim, just fucking keep it that way.
Then there's Dread Black Pete.
No one calls him that.
No one calls him that. They barely call him Black Pete.
One of them calls him Brown Pete at one point.
am I missing anybody? I got Frenchie.
Roach.
Roach. Yeah.
The cook.
He was the cook, Roach.
Yeah.
trying to think if there's anybody else though.
Fuck me.
No, I don't think that's one of them.
No, I'm trying to remember all of them. Oh, Wee John.
Wee John, yeah, the big guy who's obsessed with fire.
I love that you noticed that.
He always wants to burn something. He wants to burn the ship. He wants to burn the bodies. They are just kind of like farting around on the ship one day, and there's a raft.
Oh, you forgot the Swede.
The Swede.
Yes, the Swede.
What's his name?
That's his name.
The Swede.
The Swede.
Yeah, he I didn't
there's
even
no rec- name for him. He I, just yeah, he goes, can I be Jim?
Oh, because he didn't really do much until the episode with Jim being revealed.
Yeah, but he's becomes a prominent character later on, but you don't see that because you haven't seen all of it yet.
Yeah, I think that's good though. It's like everybody gets a good chance to shine, mm-hmm. which means that there are just some episodes where there's certain people in the background. Like Wee John, kind of just in the background for...
But he's so funny.
Yeah.
And his little fucking quips are so funny.
Yes.
Cheers, my dears.
Cheers, my dears.
Oh, it's so cute.
Captain Bonnet is like, we need to... Like, there's like a fight breaking out. And he says, we need to talk it through as a crew. Remember the rhyme.
If someone gets... if someone comes from a raid mentally devastated... what do? We talk it through as a crew.
We bottle it up?
No. God, I love these guys so much. They're so cute.
They're a wonderful ensemble, you know?
They're so good.
And it definitely that first episode, I said it doesn't look as good. I stand by that when I told
I agree.
You that. The first episode looks weird. It looks like a pirate show that was shot for as an internet video before the world of streaming. You know, like the kind of thing that would have been like a 15-minute, 10-minute YouTube short, like in segments, you know, like it would be like that kind of thing.
I feel like that's what Taika Waititi kind of does in a way, though.
Yeah, short films, you know?
Well, no, I mean, like, I like the way he kind of shows things is like very internet-esque.
Yeah. What he really shines with is character dialogue.
He's so fucking funny.
Like, and not just Waititi as an actor, but like whenever he's directing, he probably is like, no, make it more natural. Like, make it sound natural. It's gotta sound like a real conversation.
Exactly. He's so, like, he's known for, like, improv a lot. And did you really just do that?
Shut up.
Okay. Oh, okay. Shut up. Shut up. I mean, okay, fuck. Next one goes through your fucking eyeball. Sorry. Jump ahead a little.
He's known for like that improvisational.
He's so improv funny. Style. Oh my god. I didn't know he did as many things as he did.
Yeah, because he kind of just blew up with Thor Ragnarok.
The thing is, I didn't know he did that either.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know anything about the guy until this. And then once I look into like all that he's done, I'm like, oh my god, I love that. What the hell? I love that. Wait a second. I love that.
And whenever he directs something, it's always got the feeling, that feeling of it to it. He directed a couple episodes of The Mandalorian, and it fucking feels like it. You know, like you feel, it has the feel, it has that flow of conversation, the flow of dialogue. Mm-hmm. Everything's fast paced. The jokes are going to hit really hard.
He's got like a direct line to my funny bone. Like as, remember how like in Zombieland, how What's-Her-Face says that Bill Murray has a direct line to her funny bone?
Yeah.
That, he's my Bill Murray. Like, he is so fucking funny to me. Everything he does is just magic.
Taika Waititi directed three episodes of What We Do in the Shadows.
I love that show. I absolutely love that show. It cracks me up. I've seen it all already. Season two, or the next season is coming out soon.
There is the behind the scenes photo of Taika, Mark Ruffalo and Chris Hemsworth cuddling on a couch.
Yes!
Like they just fell asleep on set.
That's so cute. I love him. He's so, like, I just, the more I see, like, the more things that, like, I see he's done, the more I'm just, like, falling head over heels in love with this man.
He directed the movie What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah, I watched that recently, actually.
Because he did it?
No, well.
Or off the show?
I basically, because of the show. No, I wanted to see the movie first for a while, but I never got the chance to, but I saw the show first. Which the show absolutely killed me. Randall doesn't like it. Randall doesn't like any of the fucking shit that I like. Anyway, but
he wrote a couple episodes of Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, nice. Never seen them. I've seen like a couple of songs they done, but
slated for 2025, untitled Taika Waititi Star Wars film.
Yeah?
What's the matter, Sassy?
Yeah? Oh, no. You got your cookie? Yeah, I can't do anything about your cookie. What?
Are you sad because you threw up? She throwed up earlier.
I froed up.
She throwed up earlier. Froed up. She goed.
I froed up. Oh, poor baby. Hi, Sassy Doo. Hi, Chubby Bubby. My love. She's just like, this is going to be, I'm going to come here now.
So in the first episode of Our Flag Means Death,
yes,
the pirates are all complaining that they're not really doing anything.
Avast ye!
Yeah, they're not really pirating. They're not really plundering or killing. But as Oluwande points out, we do get paid, which is really nice.
He's like, as long as he's captain, like, we're going to get fed, we're going to get paid, and we don't really have to do much.
Yeah, that sounds pretty fucking nice.
Yeah, right? Like, shit. That'd be the jam.
Oop, I'm going to hit pause real quick. I'm getting a call from my mom. Okay. I don't remember where I was, but got a phone call.
We could always, like, rewind and listen, right?
Well, I'd have to stop recording and rewind. This is all... I paused it instead. Anyway, we were talking about how they're fed, they get paid, so and they don't have to do any work, which is nice. Believe me, not having to work is fun. I prefer not having to work over having to work.
Yeah.
Had that conversation with people at work recently. I was like, you understand that you're complaining about people not wanting to work. I don't want to work.
But like, who it does? Sucks. Who wants to work?
Yeah, like there are like experiments of like universal income where they like pay people a living wage and see what they do with their lives. And then what they found was people that make a living wage and then work 8 hours a week are happier than those who get the same pay but don't do anything. So there is like an element of repetition. There's an element of...
But also think about it like... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Think about it as like...
Are you turning into me?
At least I apologize for interrupting. Fuck.
I'm just messing with you.
Okay, but if everyone got a universal living, like a living wage of sorts, like a universal income.
Uh-huh.
And people chose to work at their leisure... That would leave a lot of jobs for a lot of people because people wouldn't work as much because they wouldn't need to as much. It would make them feel good about themselves to have something to do, but it's not like they need to fucking work or they will not fucking eat, or they need to work or they will not have a place to live. You know? It's giving people that freedom will give... It opens up a lot more jobs.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to work 8 hours a day for this one company. I'm going to work maybe 4 hours a day here, 6 hours, a 4 hour day. Maybe I could have multiple jobs doing different things.
Shit. You don't understand like how happy I was working at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I could work 4 hours a day, 3 days a week, tops, 4 days a week,
mm-hmm.
and survive and be able to do other shit in my spare time, I would be fine with that.
Right? Exactly. But no, the way this is set up is we work or we die.
Yeah, I hate that.
That's capitalism.
So pirates pirate or they die.
Fuck yeah.
There's like a little tiny rowboat that that Steed boards, comes down on a fucking ladder and is like, show me what you got. Jump, look, open up this thing. He's like, oh, that's just fish. He's like, yeah, we're fishermen. Trying to rob a fishing boat.
He finds a little like cup with a plant in it, and he's like, just he takes it like,
this is mine now.
Yes, he calls it his loot.
Yep.
Oh god, it's so fucking funny to me. I love this show so much.
And Buttons tells them that there's mutiny brewing.
There's mutiny brewing.
He gives them all the task of like, if you want a flag, let's all make flags and we'll vote on the best one.
But it's so cute.
And they're like, we gotta kill the captain. And their biggest reason for not killing him is because he reads them a bedtime story.
Well, kind of. That's one of the reasons. Do the little wooden boilers. Oh, I'm a little wooden boy and my legs sticks. Christ, that was awful.
Yeah, so they're like, they want to hear the end of the story. So they're like, fine.
Like, oh. It's so cute. They're just like a wholesome band of like bloodthirsty pirates.
As you do, yeah.
They're just so fucking cute. It's so cute to me. It's so cute. It's so wholesome.
Yeah.
Just stab and gouge and like kill people, but no, they want to find out. They want to do crafts and they want to make their own flag and they want to fucking read your bedtime stories. And
yeah. It's just so the bedtime story truly is the best part of this first episode. They're like, they see a bigger ship on the horizon. And he's like, yep, we're going to go and we're going to board that ship and we're going to pirate our asses off to try and prove to the crew that like, he's not a complete idiot.
Yeah. Weak bellied. Yella.
What's the guy's name? The Englishman?
Captain Badminton.
Badminton, yeah. Admiral Badminton.
No, Captain. Admiral his brother. Comes later.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Captain Played by Badminton.
the same guy.
Captain Badminton knows Steed.
They Bonnet. Grew up together.
Yeah, he's like, you were just a little yellow-bellied fat kid.
Fetty, fetch, fetch.
Fat. Which is weird because he wasn't fat, in the flashbacks, like, and he's not as an adult.
Right? It's weird.
You know, but they picked on him. They like forced him to row a boat while throwing rocks at him.
And tied his hands to the oars. The oars,
yeah. And
fucking asshole.
he's like, we're gonna pirate these fuckers.
Yeah, but then he finds out that it's the fucking British naval ship.
And they can't possibly.
There's only like five or six people on their ship. And the whole fucking British Navy on the other ship.
Yeah, they've got ten times as many men and ten times as many guns. So he like throws fancy clothes and wigs at all the pirates and gives them fake names.
Yeah.
And little personalities. So cute. And they do their little shitty dinner and they're like, well, this food is clearly terrible. And like calling Roach a slave. And then like Jim fucking stabs him in the hand.
He just
throws the knife.
Yes. Jim is my fucking hero with knife thrower.
Yes.
God damn, that motherfucker can... Oh, I love Jim.
While the chaos is breaking out, Steed sneaks up on Batman bonks him on the back of the head.
With a whale.
With a little tiny paperweight.
It's a whale
paperweight. And Batman falls face first onto his own sword.
Yes. You hear the squish.
Onawande and... Lucius are in the room with him, and like he's like, what do I do? What do I do? And they tell him, everyone thinks you're weak.
This on purpose.
You tell him you did this on purpose, and they cut to, I did this
on purpose. On purpose. Do you want to live? Oh, that's a tough question. That's my favorite fucking line because that's so mean.
That comes so much later, though.
No, but it was literally right then.
Really?
You don't. No, it was.
I remember the line.
Oluwande is asking. Do you want to live? Because
oh, yeah, that's right.
Because those men want to kill you.
That's right.
Then you did this on purpose.
I'm so glad we didn't do it all at once, because I'm already fucking up the timeline after really? Five episodes.
Oh.
I feel like that comes later. I'm sorry.
No, so, it's literally that moment because of that's why he asked him, do you want to live? Then you did this on purpose because... If you didn't, they will kill you.
They send
your own men.
they tie up two of the English naval officers to like a mast and send the third one with his hands tied to the oars to row back to the Navy ship while they get the F out of H. And I'm like, man, that's a funny first episode.
Yeah.
The second episode starts and they get... They get shipwrecked. Well, not shipwrecked, but they...
They run aground.
That's the word, run aground. And while he's, like, trying to, like, process what to do, he's haunted by the ghost of Captain Badminton. And I'm like, shit! That's fucking beautiful. I love that idea of Steed. Captain Steed is such a wimp and an imposter and a nothing and a just...
That's so mean to call him that, though.
Is he, though?
What?
Isn't he, though?
I mean, he kinda is, wimpy. But he's the gentleman pirate.
Yeah.
Okay?
He's doing his best.
He's more gentleman than pirate, remember?
Yeah.
he's doing his best.
They're on a ship, and they are trying to get off the ship, get off the island, I mean, and he tells the crew just to enjoy the vacation.
Yeah.
Jim is swimming in the ocean all naked with boobs and such.
Don't say that. That's gross.
Is out of disguise with a feminine body in the ocean with boobs and such.
You have to mention the boobs. That's rude.
I think it's funnier that way.
Yeah,
flabby chest meat.
That's not. Let's pretend like the boobs aren't there because that's rude.
Okay. And Lucius discovers that Jim ain't a him. To which Jim is like, I will fucking kill you.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, the rest of the crew is abducted by natives of the island. And it's all played by like Native American dudes.
Well, I kind of love that, to be honest.
I do too. And it's like, no, there's no like playing it up. It's literally just like, this is a Native American dude speaking with a Native American accent. Like, yeah. There's nothing... there's nothing like playing up the whole trope of savages or like an island without technology. It's literally just a bunch of dudes on an island.
Yeah.
And after a trial, they're like, we've decided you don't pose a threat to us, only to yourself and your crew.
Because you are a mediocre pirate.
Mediocre pirate.
And Alawande is just like, oh yeah, no, totally. We are fucking worthless. Like, I love that he's just like straight up like, yeah, no,
they
suck.
They gave him a fucking coconut drink.
Yes.
While Steed and
Black Pete.
Black Pete were in a cage.
Yeah. They also captured the hostages that they had too, because they had wandered off because Roach was like, are the hostages on vacation too? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And then he's like, no, they can't do whatever they want, you know? And he's like, oh. Where are they?
They asked to go pee
in private. And then he's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Motherfucker.
He's just like, all right, we're going to find them. Black Pete, I could use Blackbeard's
right-hand man, because he keeps telling stories about how he was on Blackbeard's ship and was great and everything. And blah,
Blackbeard
blah, blah.
Wouldn't do this. Blackbeard wouldn't do that. Blackbeard, shut up, fuck.
Nobody believes that he was on Blackbeard's crew.
Yeah.
And then the natives sell the British soldiers, sailors, to Wheezy Pete over there.
That's Izzy. I wonder if, like...
You come to me on this day of my daughter's wedding.
No.
Izzy
the spewer.
He's just your generic...
Grumpy.
Grumpy, mysterious dude. There's a couple of other underlings with him.
I love those guys, though. They become, like, they're just great later on. I love them so much.
They do a fake ambush. They throw a fucking rock at one of the guys.
And Ivan,
and he pulls a knife on Izzy, and he's like, you're surrounded. My entire crew is just behind those trees.
And then they're pretending to be fucking ghosts. He's like...
And he's like, a compromise.
We're the ghosts of the forest. And then Ivan is like, this is an island, not a forest. And then he gets conked in the face with a fucking rock.
Clung.
This show is so, it cracks me up so much.
Yeah.
Like, it is, like, everything I find funny.
Yeah. And they have, like, they compromise. He takes one of the English men.
Gives them the other.
And then they get on their ship and they go. And Izzy's like, we're gonna follow them.
No. Izzy... They go back to Blackbeard.
Oh, yeah. It's revealed it's Blackbeard's crew, and he's like, follow them.
Yeah, he wants to follow them. He's just curious about what this fucking dude is doing. Because he doesn't understand it.
Episode 2, not as strong as episode 1, but just as funny. Lots of humorous moments, a little more character moments.
Yeah.
You know,
we learn a little more about the people, and it's good.
It's kind of like a little thing that you do after a long time of writing a show. Is just pair up two unlikely characters. You know, you get Lucius and Jim paired up. You pair up Captain Steed with Black Pete. And you just, like, have them interacting.
Because Black Pete is the one who wants to fucking kill him.
Yeah.
Like, immediately. Like, he's like, all right, we gotta kill the captain.
Yeah.
Like,
so, the fact that they're doing that on episode 2, it's like... it's like they're exploring those relationships early. Mm-hmm. And I like that. Episode 3, they go to the colony of pirates or the Republic of Pirates?
The Republic of Pirates.
Which Alawande and Jim are like, no.
Let's not. Nah. Yeah. Well, no, Jim was kind of just like, fuck it. You know, who cares? Oh,
Jim was ready for it.
Yeah.
Jim was ready to get their fucking knife back.
Yeah.
But Alawande was like, hell no.
Alawande was like, nah, we're going to get killed there.
Spanish Jackie is going to kill you.
Yes. I love her.
And this is when... Captain Steed dons the moniker of the Gentleman Pirate.
Well, it kind of, like, the end of the last episode is where that came from.
Yeah, like, he
because the native man went, like, you know, you're more gentleman than pirate.
Yeah, and he
like, goes, oh, that has a ring to it, you know, the Gentleman Pirate, blah, blah, blah. So he decides that that's going to be, like, the thing.
Yeah, and I think that there's definitely something there. Like, he could embrace that and still be a pirate, you know? Be a gentlemanly pirate. I think it's possible. I think it would work. I mean, you know, I think it would work.
Well, that's like literally like there is a gentleman pirate. That was him.
Yeah?
Yeah, you don't know?
I'm saying yes, and I agree, because you showed me the book.
Yeah.
Episode 3 is where shit really picks up. As I was told, episode 3 is where it gets good, and it does get good at episode 3. The bar, they go to a bar, and Spanish Jackie is there. This big, like, intimidating black woman.
It's Leslie Jones, so.
Leslie Jones, intimidating black woman.
I love her. She's not intimidating to me. I'd let her fucking stab me. I'd let her cut off my nose.
Yeah. The nose jar.
Oh, fuck. Yes!
I feel like
she had so many glass jars of random shit, but she knew. She fucking knew it was her noses.
Yeah, my nose jar!
No, she's like, my noses!
My noses! I think that they gave her a nose jar specific. Well, I don't know what they did first. Did they give Jim a fake nose first, or did they give Spanish Jackie a jar of noses? Which came first in the writing process?
I don't know. Well, Jim had to be undercover for a reason. So,
What's her name? What's her original name?
Bonifacia.
Bonifacia Jimenez killed Spanish Jackie's one of her 12 husbands.
20 husbands. 20?
20. Ah, 20.
20 husbands.
One of her 20 husbands. And there was a bounty on her for 50 doubloons.
50 doubloons? I thought it would be at least 1,000.
Yeah.
I love her. I love them.
Captain Steed is trying to sell off the British sailor as a slave.
Man for sale!
Man for sale!
Buy my booty!
And everyone thought he was a prostitute.
Check out this... Oh, God, what was it? This... fuck. I don't remember. God damn it, I don't remember the line, and it's gonna kill me. Precious booty I'm hawking or something like that is fucking great.
Yeah.
Oh, good lines.
I wasn't a big fan of the prostitution jokes. I feel like it ran its course pretty early on.
What? Like, what are you talking about? That was the only part that was a prostitution joke. And it wasn't even really like...
Well, no, what I mean, like, he carried on that demeanor of man for sale.
Well, that's not really what he wasn't prostituting, though. That wasn't...
I know he wasn't.
There was only the one prostitution joke.
I'm so
confused.
What I'm saying is that he continued saying that, and we, the audience, were like, "Huh, it's like he's a prostitute." They could have changed the way he was trying to sell them.
Okay, but Lucius pointed that out. But Steed, being like, "No, I know. Of course, I know better than you." Didn't listen, so that was the entirety of the joke, is his stubbornness, or like his, that it's not anything to do with prostitution, it's him I'm being...
I'm turning it to you.
It's him being...
An idiot is
what the joke is. It has nothing to do with prostitution, nothing to do... He's just like, no, I... It's the ego.
Yeah.
His ego is the joke, you know? And that's what I find funny, and there's no... To me, it only had the one prostitution joke, and that was, like, it? And even then, it was just like, we could have made magic.
That part was funny.
Like, I don't get where, like, he was just saying, man for sale. It's not like I'm selling a prostitute. It's, I'm literally selling a human being.
Yeah.
It's human trafficking, not prostitution. But it's, you know.
Either way.
It's a hostage.
I think that this is.
Ouch.
This being where it gets good, this is actually, like, one of the weaker ones of the ones we watched until the last few minutes of the episode. Because shit happens, fight breaks out. Lucius pickpockets Spanish Jackie and steals Jim's knife back.
Yeah, the dagger.
Yeah, the dagger.
So Spanish Jackie figured out who Jim was pretty early on and knew. So she sent one of her husbands to go, basically
betray them. Meanwhile, Izzy came into the bar and was like, yo, my gentleman pirate.
My captain wants to talk to you. My boss wants to talk to you.
Keeping it very vague.
He specifically never said Blackbeard until Spanish Jackie And her husband, Geraldo, I believe that was his name. She was like, Blackbeard wants to talk to this guy? Motherfucker, what? But basically, like, yeah. So, anyway, they sent... Oh, Steed says to Izzy, before he knew that Izzy's boss was Blackbeard, you're... Tell him he can go suck eggs in hell.
I'll teach your mother to suck eggs!
Shit. Anyway, so...
They get on the ship, they board the Spanish fleet, mm-hmm. and are stabbed and told this is how we treat pirates, or how we deal with pirates.
That was his, like... That was his kind of... Remember how he was, like, going back and forth between, like... Current and...
Yeah, in the past and flashbacks.
Like his flashback. His daughter was the one who said that to him. Like, this is how we treat pirates.
Yeah.
And he just imagined them saying that, basically.
Yeah. The Blackbeard's crew attacks...
The Spanish
fleet. And then we get the reveal of Blackbeard being this sexy fucking Taika Waititi.
Oh, Jesus. If I could just watch that as, like... Whew. That would be porn for me. Ugh.
Mm.
I know. Yeah. Like, and then they... Okay, so first off, all black leather. Yep. One sleeve for some reason, and I think that's hot. I don't know why. But, hold on. He's got this little, like, inch or so of tummy that shows.
Yeah, a little bit of midriff.
I want to fucking lick that part. Blech. I want to, like, just chew on him.
So, yeah, last few minutes of the episode.
He gives me the horny.
Like, from the Spanish stabbing Captain Steed to Blackbeard's reveal, I was like, holy fuck, this just got interesting.
Yeah.
The next episode starts with him flashing back to his life before piracy.
Yeah.
He was in an unhappy marriage. He would play with his kids. He would play pirates with his kids.
Mm-hmm.
And fuck... Like, how fucking sad that was. He's sitting there, stabbed, bleeding, could possibly die, and in his sleep, he just whimpers, Mary, we were just playing pirates. Because, like, that's what he's doing. He's just playing pirate.
Yeah,
that's basically. He's just
playing pirate.
Yeah.
And, but Blackbeard has this fascination with him from the fucking get-go. Like, immediately.
Firstly... He's not afraid of Blackbeard.
Yeah. Everybody's afraid of Blackbeard.
He tells him, I don't even have to be on the ship. They see Blackbeard's flag and they give up.
Yeah. And so, like, he's immediately fascinated by the fact that this prissy, fancy boy...
This gentleman pirate...
Doesn't fear him. But the thing of it is, he didn't know that he didn't fear him.
Yeah.
He didn't know it was Blackbeard. So, like, to Blackbeard, he's like, this man knows who I am.
And
isn't afraid of me.
He's got his own shit going on.
He got balls.
Izzy and the other guys, Ivan and...
Fang.
They just kind of take over the ship. They're bossing around the crew.
Yeah, fucking assholes.
And Blackbeard's just hanging around Captain Steed until he wakes up.
Yeah.
And when he does, Steed asks him... Do you work for Blackbeard? He's like, huh.
I never thought about it like that. Like, and then he's like, well, yeah.
My name's Ed.
I'm Ed.
And he, like, talks with him as just man to man.
Yeah, it's so cute.
It is so fucking adorable.
It's precious.
He shows him the secret tunnel that leads to his backup auxiliary wardrobe.
My favorite scene in my, like, in the entire, like, show. Well, maybe not favorite. One of my favorites is when he's like, do you want to do something weird? And then they switch outfits.
Yeah, Blackbeard's wearing the fucking fancy pants and the satin
and
blouse.
And he comes out swishing his arms about. Like, that's so fucking cute.
Yeah, and he introduces the crew to Captain Blackbeard. And out comes Steed, dressed in leather. And it's like...
Limping and, like, pale and his eyes
holding
are...
Holding his guts in.
Yeah.
And it's like a legitimate thing of, like, hey, you know, I want to be... fancy like you. I want to be refined. I want to be a gentleman. Yeah. And Steed's like, I want to be a pirate. And then at the end of the episode, he's talking to... Blackbeard is talking to...
Izzy.
He's like, what if Blackbeard turned up dead?
Yeah.
And he says, well, there's no way to tell if it's Blackbeard. He says, well, he's wearing his clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, holy fuck. Blackbeard wants to retire and he's going to fucking kill. It's
Steed.
Steed, yeah. It's like a fucking, ooh. Which is weird because, like, they seem to be getting along really well. It's really sad when you think about it.
I just wish you could continue this fucking show.
We will continue this show.
It's bothering me that you can't.
We will be back next week.
I just want to tell you everything.
There is an episode.
We've only gotten to what, like the third, fourth episode?
That was episode four.
Episode four.
Really? That was episode three? No, that was episode four.
Episode four.
Episode five is the fancy place.
The fancy party.
We get a flashback of Blackbeard's childhood where his mother is telling him we'll never be...
Showing him like a little silk, red piece of silk.
Yeah, we'll never be those kinds of people.
Yeah.
Because they're poor. Them poor.
Yeah.
And he holds on to the silk. It's like his thing that he has.
It's a little tattered, like, that makes my heart.
Yeah, it's like what he has left of his mom.
Yeah.
And so sweet. They pirate a fucking ship of Spanish...
Yeah, the whatever. Spanish, and then they find some fancy clothes that weren't burnt, and an invitation to a party.
Yeah.
Some hoity-toity is...
So Steed goes in as the guy who was invited, and Blackbeard goes in as...
Godfrey Thornrose.
Ugh, Thornrose. It's like, fuck that asshole.
Thornrose.
And then Jeff the accountant.
Yes!
And then Aluande.
I love Aluande. And fucking
Roach. Was it Roach or was that Frenchie?
Frenchie.
Aluande goes in as the Prince of Egypt.
No, it was...
An Egyptian prince.
Nigerian.
No, it was Egyptian because there was a pyramid.
Oh, fuck, you're right. No. Yeah, you're right, it was Egypt.
My bad. He's like helping Jeff the accountant be like interacting with fancy people, and there's like having fun.
I love that Blackbeard, aka Jeff the accountant, was like, "How do I win this interaction?" Is that how you go into like?
Yes, social? I have to win.
Is that how you go into like social interactions? It's like, yes. How do I win this?
Yes, and I always lose.
I know. I win. I win very well at social interactions.
Yeah, people like you.
I don't know why. I'm an asshole.
They don't like me. Why? Because I'm an asshole?
You're not, like, a funny asshole.
Oh.
You make people sad. You, like, just kind of...
I make me sad.
Just kind of being there kind of puts a... You're a pirate pooper.
Pirate pooper. Jeff the accountant is just regaling them with stories of piracy.
Kind of.
Like, with little tiny changes here and there to make it less...
Piratey.
And they all love it. And Steed is like, fucking, this is my life.
Kind of yes and kind of no. So here's my kind of take on it is like, okay, so visibly we see Jeff the accountant. He's not white. He's a brown man considered like.
He's from New Zealand.
Okay, but like, stop.
I know. Stop.
Like, he is a non-white man in this fucking posh place full of white people, aristocrats, whatever you want to call them.
Aristocats.
Anyway, and my personal feelings on this are they're like seeing him as like entertaining like the fool. Like, and he initially doesn't get it because he's naive to that sort of scenario. He doesn't understand, like, the passive-aggressive shit. You know, he doesn't get that they're...
The massive aggression?
The massive aggression. I love that.
Yeah, because the Captain Thornrose...
Wait, what? Captain...
Thornrose?
Which one?
The original. The one
Steed?
That... No, the original Captain Thornrose.
Okay.
When they were on his ship, Steed was showing Blackbeard the different kinds of forks.
And donkey is still a donkey.
Yeah, he's like, we weren't expecting to host your kind. And he's like, his words, they were polite, but they stung. And Steed explained to him, like, that's called passive aggression. And high society are really good at that. They say things that are insults that don't sound mean.
Yeah.
But they're still insulting.
Yeah, and so, like, to me, these white people saw him as like exotic and saw him as like, oh, a brown man in fancy dress. This is funny.
And like, then he's like trying to eat with all the different utensils and they're all making fun of him.
That's why.
And it makes him so fucking angry.
That whole scenario kills my heart.
And like, they don't say like, you're an idiot. They're like.
They're sarcastic about it so bad.
And they got Nick Kroll being like, oh, I don't think we're doing anything to upset you.
Right?
Basically like that. It's
they're patronizing him.
Yeah.
And they're being sarcastic
towards him. It's played up really well. Meanwhile,
it hurts my heart.
While your heart is hurting, Oluwande and Funchy,
everybody over.
Like, they're just chatting with people and they're like, oh, well, you see, the prince has all this wealth that's locked away in a pyramid. I probably shouldn't say anything.
I love Frenchie so much because Oluwande, like, he's just like he's just got a heart of gold. He doesn't think to scheme. He's just kind of like, I don't know what his background is, but he's just a good guy. Generally, like, I would never have seen him be a pirate because he doesn't seem to like want to do pirate things.
He was hanging around Jim. Jim killed someone and ran off with Jim because he loved Jim.
Yeah, basically that's the whole gist of what I understand.
That's Oluwande. And Frenchie's all like, but if we could have an investment, we'd be able to get the money out of this pyramid and then we could share the wealth with you. And they do the fucking Nigerian prince scam.
I love it. It's so funny.
And everybody on board fucking loves it.
Right?
One of the aides is a person of color.
I can't remember his name because like he's only there for like two scenes.
Yeah, he's like, I can get you an office.
Right? He's into it. And he's like, let's fuck these assholes over. I hate them.
Yeah.
And I would too. They're fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah, they did talk about how
I wish my African could look like this. Fuck you, piece of shit. Yuck.
And they did talk about how, the aides hear everything.
Oh yes. That's one of my favorites. So they basically like use that towards the end. Where Jeff the accountant is butthurt as fuck. He's like, oh, and takes off out of the dining room.
Ready to go home.
And then he's like, they'll fucking kill them all.
Yeah, he's ready to come. And Steed's like, no. Let me show you how to do it.
But the thing that I think is really hot is that Steed goes, stand down. Like authoritative. Right?
Not like, quite Taika Waititi. But he's learning.
It's hot, though. Because, like, he's like authoritative about it and Ed he's just like, okay, you know, like all right, and he's like, these are my people, I'll handle this. And then he goes in like, let's with play a game fucking,
with a checklist. He's like, I'm gonna ask you a question
and if you can't answer it, I get a point. And then he just unleashes hell,
all the dirty laundry.
He's just a
messy bitch.
And everyone's just like attacking each other, like, oh, fuck you, you know, da 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 da. And then here comes fucking Blackbeard in the back,
ready to kill someone. And the place is on fucking fire.
And everyone is fighting, and someone's and throwing
like, I own half a pyramid.
I own half a pyramid.
Meanwhile, back on the ship, Izzy's all being a dick to Lucius and making him do different tasks. And he's like, how would you like it if I told your secrets? He's like, hey, I drew Ivan's dick earlier.
It was Fang.
I drew Fang's dick. Like, we don't have secrets. Nobody cares.
Black Pete was like, huh, nice.
And he's like, we don't really have secrets around here. We trust each other. We like each other.
Yeah.
Dizzy Izzy.
I just love, like, the crew is so wholesome. They're not trying to like backstab each other.
No, they're like fucking each other.
Yeah, they are.
As in like penetration.
Yeah, this doing the sex.
Doing ooh, the sex.
Daddy, ooh, shock. Did that scene make you really uncomfortable too?
A little bit.
I think it's funny though, because like, if you watch that scene, it kind of looks like he turned himself on and then kind of shook it off.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah. And like, Izzy just wants to fucking mutiny Blackbeard. And like, God, he's such a prick.
The thing is, he's so I'm gonna give. I don't know if this isn't really a spoiler, but it kind of is, but it's not. The actor who plays Izzy plays Izzy as if Izzy is absolutely in love with Blackbeard.
I can see that.
Like no holds barred. We'll do fucking anything for him. We'll put up with anything for him. We'll go to the ends of the earth. We'll take a stabbing, take a beating, take a knife, take a fucking everything. Like, we'll do everything for this man. And seeing him get all giddy and like playing dress up with this new fancy boy is driving him insane.
Yeah.
So he's more pissed and pissy than he probably normally would be, but he's definitely a cranky little bub.
Probably one of the best parts we didn't even talk about was when they were being pursued by the Spaniards, and when Steed and Blackbeard swapped places, Blackbeard was just acting like fucking crazy. He seemed like an idiot. He was like, well, what do we do now?
He was putting Steed on the spot.
Yeah, but
on purpose.
Yeah, he was like acting. Blackbeard was acting.
No, he wasn't acting dumb. He was like literally like, "What are you gonna do?"
He was letting Steed be Blackbeard. If you're in this situation,
what are you gonna do?
But meanwhile, he told fucking Lucius, "Can you count backwards? Count backwards from 1 hour 47 minutes, and find me when you're done."
Mm-hmm.
And like,
he knew what was happening. He absolutely set everything up.
The way that he's fucking brilliant. Told him that was so goddamn powerful. It was like, "You do this fucking thing." Because I said so.
No, but he wasn't like authoritative about it. He was just like, he was just like, can count backwards.
There was like a power thing.
There was definitely like, this is important.
Yeah.
Like, can you count backwards? This is important.
So the Spaniards are on them. What do you do, Captain Blackbeard? What do you do? And then Steve just fucking screams, like, I don't know.
And then here comes fucking Black Pete. You're a genius. There's fog.
Yeah, they go up and there's fog. He's like, yep. And it's September 2nd, full moon tonight. We're going to lift the anchor and let the waves carry us to safety.
Uh-huh.
And Izzy goes, it's September 1st. No, it's Lucius who says it.
No, both of them do.
They both do.
They kind of confirm it.
Yeah.
Like, they confirm with each other.
And Blackbeard's like, yep, we're going to fucking die.
He's like, I'm gonna go down with the ship.
It's a leap year. I'm gonna go down with the ship.
And he's like, fuck it. I'm gonna go get pissed and goes to the captain's quarters to get drunk. And then they're talking and shit. And then they see the lighthouse,
the painting. And Steed says, I was supposed to be a lighthouse for my family
to guide them.
And Blackbeard goes, you're supposed to avoid lighthouses. They, you know,
so you don't crash upon the rocks.
And then they go,
we need to be a lighthouse.
They climb up on the fucking bird thing.
Yeah, you're right. I don't remember. Bird's nest.
They climb up into the bird's nest with a lantern, a mirror, and a telescope and all this shit, and they start spinning it around.
And then blowing alcohol to, like...
Spinning alcohol into it to make it brighter.
Uh-huh.
And cut to the Spaniards, they're like, is that a lighthouse? And they fucking cue...
Wee John.
And he goes,
Wee John Feeney.
And he goes,
it's so fucking smart.
And they're like, we have to fucking divert course. It's like fucking Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead making a boat out of the people's bodies. It's like such a similar setup of they don't have a boat there, but they have to make it look like there's a boat there in the fog.
No, they have to make it look like there's a
lighthouse. I'm talking about the other thing.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, where they make a boat out of actors' bodies.
Oh, I did not know that. Yeah. I don't know anything about that.
It's what happens to Rosencrantz and Guildenstern during Hamlet.
I don't know what that is.
They're two characters from Hamlet who disappear in the second act and they're gone for the rest of the show. And then Rosencrantz and Guildenstern was a play that was written, I don't know, like in the 80s or 90s, of what they did while they were gone that affected the ending of Hamlet.
I have no idea anything about that.
Anyway.
I'm not gay.
Are you?
No, I'm super gay.
So fucking gay.
I am so gay. But I'm not that kind of gay. What kind of gay am I?
You're like a... I was going to say like a mechanic gay, but what? I feel like that's not quite right.
Yeah, no. I'm a music gay.
You are a
trivia gay.
You're like a lumberjack man gay. You're a lumberjack bear gay, but a woman.
But I'm not a woman. Well, I mean, I don't know. What's wrong with me?
I don't know.
I'm not a lumberjack. I'm not very lumbery.
But oh, you no, are
I'm,
Jack.
I am lumbery.
You are Jack, though.
I am a Jack.
Anywho's
I'm a jackhammer.
I'm kind of glad we ended on the fucking lighthouse door, because that part was like, I was so fucking digging that.
It was so cool. But yeah. No, we're not ending this yet.
Okay.
We're not ending this yet. This is not the end. You know what the end is. I just bit my tongue.
Okay.
You know what we ended on. Well, what my heart ends on. The moonlight scene.
Yes. Oh my God. Blackbeard has failed at being fancy and is reminiscing on the story of his mother telling him, we'll never be like that.
Yeah.
Looking at his fancy
little silk cloth piece.
He's silhouetted by a full moon.
It's There's the most a reflection stunning of those, fucking oh, it's scene. Beautiful. It's beautiful, right?
Captain Steed is like, hey, what's that? And he holds it. He feels it. What does Blackbeard say about it? A memento?
No, he didn't really ask what it was. He just says, he's like, oh, that's a lovely piece of silk. And then Blackbeard goes, this tatty old thing. And then Steed goes, sometimes it's the oldest things that are the nicest. And he goes, may I? And takes the little thing, folds it into like the little pocket square. And then tucks it into his pocket and he goes, you wear fine things well.
They cut to a wide shot of the two of them looking face to face at the edges of the ship outlined by the moon. And they take one step closer.
And then kind of turn and chicken out like little bitches. That would have been such a fucking... And then, like, it was definitely like...
It looked like they were gonna kiss.
It was such a romantic scene. Like, it's so beautifully done. Like,
yeah, and it's like it's like more of that. Captain Steed needs to learn how to be a pirate. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean being a bloodthirsty, murderous, pillaging, rapist pirate.
But that's what pirates are.
He needs to learn to be a good leader for his men, and Blackbeard wants to learn how to be a good gentleman. And I think like that their friendship is like, it's just good for both of them. It's cute.
But I have a question.
What?
Do you think it's going to stay a friendship?
Oh. Gay pirates.
We could say that the gay pirates are Lucius and Black Pete. Or even Alawande and Jim, because Jim is technically like going by Jim and he now.
Yeah, it was also a non-binary actor. How about that?
I knew that already.
Yeah, you did. You're the one that told me that. I don't want to act like I didn't know, like I knew that, but
I didn't want to like go. I didn't want to spoil it for you, but they. Fuck it, I will for this particular piece.
Yeah.
Later on in episodes, they call Jim by they pronouns.
Aw.
All the time.
Aw.
I know. I cried. I'm about to cry right now. Like, it's so important to see people like that. Like,
yeah. Representation matters, and just a good story, you know? I like where it's going so far, and next week I want to finish it.
I'm sorry, I'm crying.
You're okay.
But it's...
You love this show.
I really
Almost
do.
As much as you love your cat.
I know, I made his Facebook status saying that.
I didn't see that, because I don't check Facebook.
I know you don't, because you don't love me anymore.
You don't love me anymore.
I'm the only reason you're on Facebook anymore. Kind of. My heart's...
Your heart's?
My heart sads sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're gonna be heartbroken, though.
After this?
Later on.
I look forward to it. I liked it a lot. I gotta say, I really like that show so far. And
I want more... I want more and I can't wait. I cannot wait. I can't wait. I want them to have a next season. I want them to renew. And we've been waiting for way too long. I'm in groups on... I'm in groups on Facebook, on Reddit. I follow things on Twitter obsessively. I'm disgusting. I am heartbroken that we haven't had any news on whether or not it's getting picked up again.
Yeah.
If HBO doesn't, they really need to find someone else, somewhere else, somehow. Because this show is a fucking phenomenon. it's important that people see these things. That people see, like, the crew. The crew's, the casting that they have is diverse as fuck. Like, they have people of color. They have actual gay actors, a non-binary actor. Like, it's important that people see this and see their, like, yeah, we're not gay pirates, but we have, we all have something in common with all of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't fit in. There's things about them, like, one has a speech impediment that no one picks on. You notice that, like, Black Pete has a lisp. No one points it out.
Yeah.
No one says shit to him about it. No one makes fun of him about it. Nothing. It's just, that's him. That's what he's got. And we're, like, that's, we accept and love him. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And once Jim says, hey.
How about you just call me Jim?
I'm just Jim. I'm still the same guy. Like, just let it be. Everyone is like, we like Jim. We love Jim, you know?
Yeah.
And they accept it. And it's like they have this found family that's so beautiful and so wholesome and so sweet. And it just...
You know what the worst part is, Jack?
What?
Waiting.
For what? The next... Watch the next...
Yeah. Next time on Let's Watch Something.